here in the United States, there is a certain holiday delicacy that could be best described as a mixed blessing. The traditional, extremely heavy fruitcake studded with neon-bright candied fruit is more likely to be a punchline than a favorite treat. But in India, commentator Sandeep Roy says the fruitcake is held in much higher regard.
Denzel Saldana is over 80, but far from retired.
Hello. Mr. Banerjee. Give me your bread order.
He takes orders surrounded by workers cutting slices of fruitcake with thick almond icing.
I'm making also chocolate walnut.
This family bakery is making 600,000 pounds of cake this Christmas. Denzel's daughter, Deborah, who gave up banking to join the family business, says customers appreciate that it's all made to order.
They get the smell of hot cakes coming out of the oven and, you know, literally wafting in the air.
There's raisins, there's plums, cashews, peel, lemon peel, red peel, white preserves.
And the most famous Indian rum.
Triple X rum, Old Monk.
The British are long gone, but they left behind the fruitcake. The West jokes about indestructible fruitcakes as the gift that keeps on giving, but Calcutta embraces it.
Plum cake and fruitcake as well.
Fleury's, a legendary European-style tea room, stays open all night on Christmas Eve, says manager Rajiv Khanna.
It's a plum cake which has been marinated just last week of November. The dandies, rum and raisin, mince pie.
Here in Calcutta, Christmas is simply called Borodin or Big Day, and it's universal.
I guess Christmas is celebrated by everybody, irrespective of whatever religion they belong to.
Cake knows no religion. At Nahum's, the city's only Jewish bakery, a lady who gave her name only as Mrs. Maxwell waits in a long line as her grandson plays with a toy pistol.
Nothing beats Nahum. You buy the same plum cake from somewhere else at a much higher price, and you buy one from here, you immediately find the difference.
At Sheikh Nuruddin's storefront bakery, there's a photograph of Mecca on the wall. But in December, you can rent his oven and his baker's for your own Christmas cake. The shop turns out 7 cakes an hour, 18 hours a day. At Christmas, these small bakeries give customers what the big chains can't, a personalized, homemade feeling. Saldana's will open even on Christmas Day for that last-minute, desperate walk-in.
You can't say no because people come in and you can't send them back disappointed. They have such a sad face.
Jewish bakeries and Muslim bakers in a predominantly Hindu city baking Christmas cakes round the clock. You could call it a triumph of capitalism or a slice of peace and goodwill for all with almond icing.
Commentator Sandeep Roy is the author of the upcoming novel Don't Let Him Know. He's also a senior editor with firstpost.com in India. And if you want more than fruitcake, you can find more Christmas food traditions from around the globe at our food blog, The Salt. That's at npr.org.